With baby love me lights out. Love me lights out. Love me lights out. What?
We finna walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Yeah.
Work, honey. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I didn't really mean it to stop like that, but it did.
Pickle. Pickle.
Let's just put all those nice things together. Bowls, pickle, and that other thing.
Pickle. Pickle.
Let me put them in different speakies. Let's see here.
Pickle. Pickles.
Wait, there's one more from Deborah.
Pickles.
Okay, I'll try it once more with the song. I'm not going to do this, don't worry, forever, like it matters. Now, where's the song? Who Run the World? Yeah. Why did it stop?
Girls.
It's not supposed to stop.
Girls.
Oh, I forgot one.
Girls.
Sorry. Run this motherfucker.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
Anyway, no pun intended. Yeah. What time is it? How much time did I waste with the girls? Let's see. Oh, only 6 minis. That's not bad compared to usual. Anyway, as you might have guessed, I have to empty the dishwasher again, so I need to grum because I can't do nothing without. I can't do nothing. So what you'll note, you know, I haven't done it before like this week. I hadn't done a solo grum well in a long time, and that's how long it has been since I done cleaned anything. Mostly because I am. Live with family, and they really clean, which is nice of them, who run the world, girls. So I'm going to empty the dishwasher. Since we've last spoke, Russians came and painted my house, which isn't my house at all. But, you know, I've been womaning the house because the others are in Florida. And the Russians, this is the problem I have with food eating. The Russians, these nice ladies, they every day came, and when they'd leave, they left, they eat. One of them was a kind of a snacker like me. I'd say snack, not as much a snacker because she left food over, hence the problem I am about to describe, which is that she left these delicious candies every day. The first day she left like these confections, some sort of like cream in the middle things, you know, she left them out. So of course, I ate them, and I told them the next day, I said, you know, these were out, and I didn't want them to go bad, so I ate them. But really, I could have put them in the fridge. Well, actually, I did put them in the fridge for about 5 minutes, and then I ate them. Well, then the next day, they left, like, a bag of, like, half a dozen Hello Dolly bars. You know those, I don't know what you call them. Everybody calls them something different, though. Or Dream Bars with the confection sugar and all that shit, whatever it's called. That's what this beeping. You know what I mean? The confectioner's shit or whatever, and the yummy things. I don't know what it's, white chocolate. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody makes it with coconut and all this delicious shit. So I ate them all. You know, at first I ate half one, and then I ate a little piece off of each one because I thought, well, they won't notice. And then at some point I just said, you know what? I'm going to eat them all. And I didn't really think of the consequences. I didn't even consider, like, what my strategy would be. I didn't even say anything. I didn't say, like, oh, I ate out all of your candy, lady. I just ignored the whole thing. And then they finished painting and left yesterday. So hopefully there will not be any repercussions to my food eating all of their candida yeast. Chris is texting me. I told her. I said, I'm about to do a program. He deliberately texts me when he knows I'm doing it. He sent me a picture of his bunny. That's not his bunny. His bunny's black. He was showing me these pictures of his bunny. They doing binking or something? I don't know. I guess if you have a bunny, you know what binking is. It's like when they jump sideways. Stop talking to me, Facebook. I'm trying to clean and grom. Oh, it's animated. Animated binking. Okay, fine. So that was a new word I learned today, binking. Stop binking. Bink. Let's see. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. Yeah. Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls. Hello. Okay. Let's see. So I got a glass to put away here. I want to read you this thing I posted on the Facebook that I felt very inspired whilst writing, and then maybe we, meaning me and me, pretending to talk to you, can discuss. All right. Let's see. All right, I'll read this to you. I'm putting my headphones on. I have an idea for a group New Year's resolution. How about Americans stop getting offended by fucking everything? I have an idea for a group New Year's resolution. How about we Americans stop getting offended by fucking everything? Perhaps we could look at people's actions instead of just the word turds that fall out of a select few in order to gain attention and distract from all of our actions. For example, as taxpayers, look at what we are financing overseas with respect to defense spending. Instead of obsessing on what some dumb cunt says every 5 seconds, can't we just be glad she lost the election and let her fade to oblivion like vice presidents, let alone vice presidential candidates, are supposed to? Shut up. And when a genius comedic actor utters some homophobic slurs, can't we just look at his actions as a human being who supports progressive causes emphatically? Who of us hasn't said something ridiculous and stupid while driving a car and being cut off by some easy-to-stereotype asshole? And when you call someone a cocksucker, do you literally mean someone who performs fellatio? No, you mean asshole, which is what you're being in your hypocritical reaction. And all this other bullshit, some garbage character from some garbage TV show that millions of morons watch, says something dumb. Who fucking cares? Look at what you could be getting upset about instead. Real issues such as guns, war, healthcare, etc., etc. Yes, I know you have dozens of excuses as to why idiots on TV say matter, but I think you're just buying into more consumer bullshit, capitalist, PR agency caused behavior. Humor is what makes people laugh. It has nothing to do with what is offensive. If something isn't funny, maybe it's just not funny to you, or maybe it's just not funny. Just because it's not funny doesn't make it offensive. Life is a pain in the ass sometimes, if not most of the time. Life is a pain in the ass sometimes, and we have to be able to laugh at it without having to constantly get permission to do so. For 2014, as Americans, let's collectively get fucked. Mm-hmm. So I hope you enjoyed that reading. As my friend Andrew Vera Charles would say, my bleed. What is this? Okay. Oh, the NSA has access to my iPhone. That's nice. You know, and I don't know, I guess I've probably mentioned this before, but Stacey Herbert puts on my timeline, they can hear all the rude things you ask Siri. Wow, that's pretty bad. Uh-oh. I'll type uh-oh. Anyway. Oh, I gotta get off this thing because it's making me crazy. Oh, stop! My Facebook is on fire. And now Maria Abramovich is making some schlocky opera with Robert Wilson. Just shoot me Tuesday. Oh my God, it is Tuesday. Woohoo, chill. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna close that Wendy, so I don't want no more. Let's see. What's this about the Mockingjay salute being a Hitler? It does look kind of like the Nazi salute, doesn't it? I mean, what's that about? I'm offended. Let's see. I told Cheryl I wouldn't mind some end of year churn naming. Oh my God, I'm getting addicted to my Facebook. Let me close my Wendy's. This is what happens. I lose my entire D. Because you know Aunt Teresa just died. She wouldn't do what the doctor said. She just ate and ate and ate. Oh, a message from you, Demi. Listen, I already unsubscribed to your fucking bullshit. I'm trapped by my devices. So I have the phone to the house to myself. Just go away, phone, you're off too. Everything, no more noises. Time for the time for my, I only have 15 minutes because I gotta go shower and then I'm going to see a friend and then I'm gonna go play with my vagina out. I'm gonna stay home for New Year's Eve because I'm a grouchy old cunt. No, actually, the reason is because I could go to this party where I'm invited every year, because everyone is. It's not like I'm special, but where there's all these sober people that celebrate New Year's, but like, I don't know, it's kind of anticlimactic. Yay! 10, 9, 8, yeah, blah, blah, blah. One, bing, Happy New Year. Here, you know, eat a cookie. Get even fatter. Yay, here's some grape juice. That's all right. Not everything needs to substitute. You know what I mean? Besides, I'm Jewish. I have Rosh Hashanah, which is such a fun holiday. Who needs this other one? Hoshirama. So I finished just staying home with Trotsky because Trotsky hates fireworks. And, you know, I live in a ghetto and they do fireworks. And so, yeah, so I'm going to stay home with Trotsky and make sure he doesn't freak out. Because one year I let him stay here, although I think that was 4th of July. And he prolapsed. Anally, which was very upsetting to both of us, but he prolapsed from the fireworks. So there's a lot of stuff. When I empty the dishwasher, I don't know where the shit goes, and I don't remember where I took it out from, so I just finna put it in front of the toasty oven. Hopefully I won't use the toasty oven. In fact, I won't use the toasty oven. Oh my God, I have to piss my vagina, and guess what? You get to hear this. I hope the microphone works this far. In the new bathroom, this bathroom was painted blue. Like navy blue, it's weird. It's royal blue. Now I know what you're thinking. It sounds like you're pissing like a man, but that's because I'm a germaphobe and I place my vagina lips over the toilet instead of touching the seat. Now I could squat a little closer so the water would create less of a splash, but because I'm so overweight and old, my knees can't bend. Yes, I'm gonna wash my hands, but I'm gonna do it over here because I hate, like in this house, they have like paper towels. I mean, they don't have paper towels in the bedroom, they just have this like rag that's been there forever. Like, what's the point of washing your hands if you're gonna dry it with a rag that has been there for, you know, a year? I mean, not a year, I shouldn't say that. Oh, I just did though. Huh, what about that? Okay, so about that. Being offended. I don't know. I thought maybe I would discuss it with you, but I feel like it said, I don't know. It used to be, I used to really rant in these podcasts. But then you know what happened? This is kind of a funny story, not really, but when I worked for that douchebag, Adam Curry, you know, he like forced it. He's like, man, we really like it when you're mad, so be mad. So I would purposefully, you know, like force myself to get mad about stuff. And sometimes I just wasn't mad, and it kind of was like, eh. So now, it makes me like have the opposite reaction, like it's hard for me to, like I don't really get that upset about stuff anymore. I mean, I was upset about that thing, and I wrote about it, and I read it to you just now, and I thought, well, you know, that's cool. I don't feel really emotional about it, because I wrote it. But, you know, I mean, there's only so many times and so many different ways you can say that people are idiots. Yeah. Anyway, here is the last time I looked at this dishwasher was the last time we did a podcast. So this green smoothie holder is finally clean. That disgusting thing. I don't know how to match lids to containers. That's one of my disabilities. I think it's a food allergy. So I'm going to put that away. And play with my old Ginard. So, you know, so yeah, so the thing is, yeah. Being offended, like, it's really gone crazy. Like, I think the one that really pushed me over the edge, and I didn't mention it, is, you know, there's this Beyoncé album, which I've said I like, which is embarrassing because it's Beyoncé and I like it. But am I recording? Let me check. Yeah, I am. And, but so, you know, I like the song. It's nice, this EXO song. It's just a silly little nothing song. It's not my favorite song on the album, but it's fun, and I really like the video a lot. It's at Coney Island. I just think it's a beautifully shot video. And, yeah. So, then I read somewhere that there's a controversy because she includes a soundbite from the Challenger disaster. And I'm like, what? So I read about it. I'm like, what challenge is this? Well, it's some mission control, you know, about five, you know, maybe like two sentences from mission control in it. They're not saying anything. It's just like blah, 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 you know, like Breaker 1-9 or something. You know, it's just like, what? So what? Which some producer stuck in there for whatever reason. You know, I don't fucking know. And people are getting like upset about this. Like it's headlines now and it's bloggable. Like what? Who cares? I mean, like, talk about, oh, fuck me. Did I just ruin it? Shit. Fuck me. Hold on. What happened is I got the goddamn microphone cord stuck in the garbage can holder. And make sure my sound wave looks okay. Georgia O'Keefe, speaking of vagina-shaped things. Hello. Am I still recording? Yes. Anyway, so, where was I? Something about my ginard. The old gyna claws. Gynoplasty. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the Bayonce. So I'm like, Ronald Reagan was president when the Challenger blew up. Ronald Reagan. Most people listening to this show were not even alive when that happened. And you're telling me Bayonce can't put a clip in it because somehow it's offensive? No, it's not offensive, you morons. There's nothing offensive. You know what that's about? Somebody discovered it, this weird thing that nobody would have ever noticed in a million years, but some pathetic blogger who desperately wanted hits, you know, found this out and decided he or she would mention it and maybe link to it on Reddit or some social media site or their YouTube, and then it went viral by having a greater than one virility ratio or whatever you call it, virality ratio, which means that, well, whatever. But, and then it went viral, and now everybody, since it goes viral, all the data scientists on the web look for that. They see that this particular thing went viral, so everybody writes about it. And then there's these suckers who actually mean well, who write about it and actually think they're offended by it. It's just money. It's just stupid. That's how it works. I learned this from my boot camp cramp. I mean, there are data scientists. There are people that make lots of money figuring out what's viral, what's about to go viral. And before it actually goes viral, they make websites for it to go viral, and they, you know, deliberately blog about it. I mean, that's where this shit comes from. It's not real. It's artificial. It's bullshit. And what's worse is that it's people could be blogging about stuff that really matters to them personally. But you see, if you do that, you're not going to get as many hits. Because everything runs around fucking money, you know? And you can say, well, that's the way the world is, blah, 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 whatever. You know, I don't fucking know. The end. Oh, your mother. Stink hair, blubber cunt. Christ. Fuck my Christ hole. Hi, Trotsky, you look cute. Always gotta be a store, don't you, Trotsky? So these are the meat plates, because this house is kosher, so I gotta put the meat plates there. The dairy plate. I only use it for hot dogs. I have a big shopping list because I ate a lot of the food in this house. So Thursday, I'm going to have to go shopping and replace all this shit. And I have to send this fucking Genius Bar, just fuck me with them. You know, I have this 17-inch Mac Pro. All I want to do is sell it, MacBook Pro. I got it in 2011. The Apple Care is good till June 1st. And I want to, you know, even though I could sell it and somebody could do it, you know, get it repaired themselves, I want to make sure it's in good shape. I want to make sure it works perfectly before I sell it. Well, the problem is, first, it had this bad video card, and it kept rebooting and shit. So then, it takes 2 weeks, I had a call, you know, escalate the thing, customer goddamn service. I finally get the thing back, they said, oh, well, we're waiting on a motherboard on back order. Meanwhile, they have my machine for weeks. I'm like, well, you know, maybe just do something about that. So, buttons on my panties. So, they finally replaced the motherboard by getting it from another store, and I'm thinking, ugh, you know, this is probably a problem, but whatever. So then they say, okay, your computer's fixed, but guess what? One of the RAMs in your computer doesn't work, because this is like a common Apple trick, because they'll use anything to get out of a problem today. It's kind of like just a kid who wants to, like, go home, you know, stay home from school. They'll just lie to get out of it.
So they said, okay, so, you know, one of your memory sticks is bad. So I go, you know, I take it home, and sure enough, I put the other memory stick in, the second memory stick, and it's bad. They said, send it back to Crucial. So I send it back to Crucial. They send me a replacement memory. And guess what? Same exact problem. Turns out that the second RAM slot is what's bad, not the RAM itself. And if I switch the RAM, you know, whatever stick is in the slot number one works, regardless of which one it is, any of those three sticks. Now, called Apple, explained it, decided to do a ship-in repair because I ain't going to that fucking store again to watch their ProLapse Max and all this shit. But you know what the problem is if you have any experience with Apple now. You know what the next problem is. She didn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And the person on the other end of the phone probably didn't comprehend it. So my issue now is, how do I explain what I already told the woman on the phone is the problem? Because if I send it to them now, I have to send it with the RAM in place, the new RAM, and they're going to turn it on, and they're going to hear the three beeps, which means there's a RAM stick bad. And then they're going to pull out the RAM stick and say, oh, voila, it's bad RAM. You have another bad RAM stick, and then they'll send it back to me. So I have to figure out a way to make that not happen. So I'm going to put a note in the goddamn thing saying, no, okay, no, you're not going to do this to me, Apple. Let me explain. Memory slot 2 is bad. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to try to do this. Anyway, this is a really high-class problem, but it is because I'm, you know, I need money. I'm fucking broke, bitches. And, yeah, maybe I should blog about Beyonce using the Challenger disaster. Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me? Get out of the house, bitches. I mean, I need to get out of the house, too. Never mind. All right. I'm not even done emptying this fucking dishwasher. Holy Christ hole. Yeah. So I seen that movie, American Hustle. Overrated. It got high ratings, you know. The Fandango said must go. I got to see it because a nice listen to it. I forget who it was, but somebody very nice sent me a Fandango gift certificate. So I brought a girlfriend with me. And yeah, it was a good movie, but as I kind of figured might happen, it was overrated. You know, when you get so much hype about something, it's a little suspicious. Like, how can a movie get this much hype? So there must be, I don't know from Hollywood, but there must be something going on in Hollywood that's, you know, kind of making this, kind of like The Popular Girl, you know, it's Gil. You know, you gotta like The Popular Girl. So anyway, it was a good movie. But it was just, yeah. It wasn't all, yeah. And like, you can tell it's all formulaic when they put Jennifer Lawrence on the cover of the poster thing alone, at least on Fandango, maybe not on all of them. You know, like, she's a supporting character. She's one of the more minor characters in the movie. So, you know, obviously they're being formulaic, but why wouldn't they? It's Hollywood, right? Why should I expect anything? But anyway, whatever. You know, they just, a lot of easy gags and not all that clever. Just not much nuance, and it had an interesting plot, but you know, whatever. Overacting to no end. Definitely ProLapse overacting. I mean, what's her name? I get Scarlett Johansson and what's her name? The other one, Anne Mira. Oh, what's her name? The one in this show. I forget her name. The leading lady. I mean, I've liked her in other stuff, but she was overacting. They were all overacting. It was ridiculous. And you could tell that the editing had gotten fucked up from the censors. At least this is what I think. Because, you know, there's a couple shots where the Bradley Cooper character is using coke. Well, really only one shot where you see him sniffing coke. And, you know, it's a PG-13 rating, which means they have to be pretty strict about what they show. And if they had shown Bradley Cooper's character as being a drug addict and emphasizing that more, as I suspect they did, but then got edited out after the censor reviews and all that shit to get a PG-13 rating, then his character would have made a lot more sense overacting. But since they only showed him doing Coca-Cola once, you know, and the rest of him is just overacting, it just looks like he's just overacting. You know, and if they had balanced out the fact that there was a lot of drugs involved, it would have made a lot more sense of the way these characters were acting. So I suspect the movie got fucked up from editing. Which of these knives are kosher? See, I have to match them. A little bit tricky. This is why I don't like to do laundry. It's not because I hate working. Speaking of, I would need a job, and I haven't heard a goddamn thing from any of you. Well, I mean, somebody, I think, gave me some money, which was nice. Which, money is great, but, you know, I need a job. I know you're all afraid of me. I don't blame you. But really, I'm good at working. I just, give me, you know, give me a chance to come true, Rimmer. I don't know, what kind of knife is this? Is this meat? Music mirror, chance to dance. That whole thing. I don't know where this knife came from. It doesn't match any of the others. So, I'll just stick it somewhere else. Okay, I'm done emptying the dishwasher. It's 1:01, I have to be where I have to be in an alley. Oh, there's a green thing in here, so we will be rewashing that. Hopefully these are mostly old dairy spoons. So, after, you know, I went to the doctor, I think in July, he told me, you know, you have this high cholesterol, but we'll give you, you know, some time to do it on your own, fix it. Well, you know, I changed my diet. Don't give me advice on this shit, because always when I talk about this shit, people tell me all their crap. I don't want advice, I'm just telling you what's going on. I want money from you, not advice. Money, yes. Advice, no. Get it? Job, yes. Anyway, so he's like, oh, your cholesterol is high. Not super high, but it's like, you know, 217 or something like that. He says, okay, well, you know, change your diet, work on it, and see what you can do, and then we'll go next time, and if it's still bad, we'll have to put you on medication. So I totally changed my diet. No more, you know, I went almost vegan. Okay, I should have gone vegan, but I couldn't do it. Sorry, I tried for like a day, but you know, I took out meat, I took out, you know, anything that wasn't fat free and blah blah blah. I ate much better, no more junk food, nothing, frozen yogurt, no ice cream. But my cholesterol was 1 point lower after all that, and 6 months later. So now I'm on Lipitor like every other. My mother said, when I told her, she said, well, welcome to the rest of the adult population. Everybody's on this fucking shit. She didn't say fucking shit. She doesn't swear. But, not like me. So, yeah. And now, ever since I've been on this drug, I feel like, I don't feel any different. I just feel like my muscles feel a little bit sore. You know, like, when I do yoga, I feel a little bit like, oy vey, a smear. Like, ugh. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, check-in. Still recording. How long have I been talking? 33 minis. That's about enough, but I want to get... Hello, little boy Trotsky. How's my baby boy? How's my baby boy? Hi, honey. Squish out. Hi, honey. Squish. Hi, honey. Squish. I live for Trotsky. You know, spending a day with Trotsky in bed is about the best thing in life. Having a burrowing pet is wonderful. Get mail, packages. My friend Bill got Trotsky these nice doggy cookies. I'll give him one now. Unlike his mother Marjorie Madge, me, he doesn't like the big cookies because they're too big for his little mouth. So he likes the little cookies. But the kids will eat them because they're nuts. These children, they will eat his cookies. I mean, not all of them. They're not like binging like me, but they will eat some of them. They will taste the dog cookies. They will. They will do that. Who run the world? Girls, girls. Who run the world? Girls. So I'm scared of Apple. Oh, fuck me. I was going to make a smoothie. Look at this disgusting bill. I really do want a smoothie, though. Do I have time? I think I should make a smoothie. Because when I see my girlfriend, she's not going to, you know, she eats like a normal person. So she'll feed me like, you know, a pea. You know, like a half of a Calabrese sandwich. Not Calabrese. What's the thing with the mozzarella? That thing. And she'll be like, that's all you get because you're a fat bitch, Madge. And I'll be like, oh, that sucks. So it's kind of like when you go to somebody's house and the food is nasty and you have to eat first. I think I might need a smoothie. I don't know if I have time. If I can finish the smoothie and the grum by 1:15, then I have 15 minutes to shower, 15 minutes to dry and putz, and then 15 minutes to get there. I think we can manage this. Plus, maybe it'll be later. I think we said 2. Oh, and I have to stop at the goddamn grocery store to get some fucking carrots. Let's see, did she text me? Yes. No. Okay, so that's a good sign. So maybe it'll be able to be postponed a little bit. Anyway, all right. Who run the world, girls? 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 Scrotum. Oh, damn it, I always do that. Not the scrotum, I mean putting in things in the wrong thing holder. So this is me, this is my vagina. This is the recycle bin. It's always fucking fills up. Garbage can always fucking fills up. Quinoa is amazing, I love quinoa. I've been eating quinoa and beans for dinner like every day. Aside from the fact that it tastes good, and it really does, it makes the most amazing shits. Better than like Fiber One and yogurt shits, because Fiber One is actually pretty processed. But quinoa bean shits are amazing, because first of all, it makes me have 3 shits in a day. And second of all, they're just such a nice shape. You know, and it's just full turds, going out nicely. And it's really a good shit. Bad shits, licorice, because that makes your turds look like baby shit, you know, kind of greenish and horrible and hard to wipe. But quinoa bean shits are the best. Yup. 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 But I gotta see, here in this house, they don't use dried beans, which I prefer, as you know from my movie Les Beans trademark. But, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Did I tell you Victoria Lamar passed away? It's so sad. I think I did, but when would I have? I've only done like 1 show in 3 months. I think Eat This Hot Show is coming back this weekend. It's after the New Year. I have to confirm with the ladies. So hopefully that'll happen. Let's see. What else? Okay, that looks like enough for now. I loaded the dishwasher. And there's still crumbs and stickiness on the counter, but I'll have to wipe it down later. Yeah, I don't like the way this cholesterol makes me feel. I mean, like, why do I feel worse with hella like high cholesterol medicine? Shouldn't it not be gross feeling? Shouldn't I feel better? I don't know. It's all a bunch of shit. It's all a bunch of bullshit, isn't it? It's fine as Zichi to put at the end of my grum hole here. 46 Zichi songs. I believe they're available by iTunes, Zichi, Z-E-E-C-H-E. Let's see. Okay. I don't know. I guess since I talked about shitting, we can play this one. Yeah. Bye. Wait, let me turn that properly.
Tell me where you first met Madge Weinstein.
Yeah, I was in a public toilet in Chicago.
God damn it, I have to start it again because I had it on warp. Where'd I put it? Bye.
Tell me where you first met Madge Weinstein.
Yeah, I was in a public toilet in Chicago. I was taking a shit. And she knocked on the door and she said, "Have you got any toilet roll?" So I gave her a little bit of toilet roll. And we just started talking. You know, I'm sitting there with my pants down my ankles. And she's like, "Hey, I'm Madge Weinstein from East Radio. Take a listen sometime, you know. Thanks for the toilet roll." I'm like, "Hey, no problem, lady. Hope you enjoy your shit." And that's how we met. And the rest is history. I love that girl.
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
It's all yours! now.